I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world struggles to come to grips with the devastation in Japan, Ron Hutchcraft says Christians need to pray. Hutchcraft says with only 1% of the population Christian, the Japanese people need our prayers. People are now considering biblical prophecy. When people ask about it, here are some suggestions on what to say.
You need to make sure you are in the hands of the one who predicted it all, whose coming is preceded by it all, and who is the only safe place.
Which is Jesus. Listen to the full interview on our website. Next, controversy over today's referendum on proposed constitutional amendments is intensifying in Egypt. Sat7's Rex Rogers says this is the hard part of the revolution, how to put the government back together, with the country already charged from the public revolt.
We're continuing to pray that nothing results in sectarian violence and that people can find their way forward to a free and open society.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Regardless of the outcome,
pray that Christian people, in particular on the ground, would have opportunity to be open and to witness. Pray that the Egyptian people would see their way through to respecting each other in terms of freedom of worship.
And on your last trip, can you say you treated crocodile bites? You could if you were working with Cure International Zambia. Their team just wrapped up a mobile clinic last week in Chirundu, where they not only dealt with a couple of crocodile bites, but they also saw some 20 patients and operated on 5. Everything the team does is in the name of Christ, and although you may have no medical knowledge to speak of, you can still support the work. Find out how you can pray, give, or go. Details are online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.